Okay, it's 1:30. We welcome you all out to the Sevier County Commission meeting today. It's May 13th, 2024. Here in our commission meeting today, we have Commissioner Jensen, Commissioner Johnson, Commissioner Brown. We're going to excuse Malcolm Nash, our executive director. He's been excused today. Casey Jukes, our county attorney, will be coming shortly. He's already said he'll be here. And we recognize Steve Wall, clerk auditor, with us today. We've asked Commissioner Jensen to give us a prayer and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful to be here today. We're grateful for our blessings. We're grateful for the opportunity to serve. We're grateful for the people of our communities and how they help serve us back and help us to govern correctly. Bless us that we can do and make the correct decisions and say and do the right things when we were meeting with them and making decisions for them. Again, we're thankful for all of our blessings, and we say these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Jensen. So is there any correspondence or other business that we need to take care of at this time? Commissioner Jensen, have you got anything?
I don't have anything specific today.
Okay, Commissioner Brown?
We just had our art show finished up, and one high school student received a $1,000 scholarship, and this young lady who received it is going to Washington to play college basketball, so it really helped for that. Also, the bucking chutes from down the fairgrounds showed up. We got them unloaded, and we got all the old ones removed, and we have the elevation set right and graded, just waiting for the expert to come show us how to set them exactly up. So that's moving forward. Working, having a fair board meeting coming right up to start the beginning of the preparations with the fair. That's always a big undertaking, and that's happening.
So thank you. The fair takes place in August,
first week in August,
so it's always a lot of preparation and a lot of people working to get that done, so appreciate that report. I have nothing to report as well. Casey, have you got anything you need to make mention of here? Thank you. Steve? Okay, with that then, we'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is the minutes of our April 22nd commission meeting and the April... I guess it's the May 6th work it's April 22nd and the May 6th work sessions. If you've had a chance to review those minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the draft on both of them.
And I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes of those meetings. All of those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, so that is unanimous, and those minutes are adopted and approved. The next item on our agenda is to consider our payment approval report that we've had emailed to us.
I make a motion that we approve that payment approval report.
Okay.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we approve the payment approval report. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That passes unanimously as well. Okay, the next item on our agenda is to consider request to surplus county personal property items. And that listing of those items is in our packet. Any questions or any discussion on these items?
I'm good with it. Looks like most of it's office stuff that's either broken or not being used, stored for future sale. So I'd approve that list.
And I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We approve that the surplus list for personal property items. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimously. Okay. Okay, the next item on our agenda is consider a request for the indigent burial funds for Michael Martinez. And we have that request in our packet as well.
When we've had these in the past, we've never denied any of these, have we?
Usually they don't get this far if they're not indigent. We will send them. So what happens is the funeral home will notify my office of the request. I'll then give it to one of the detectives at the sheriff's department who will do an investigation into the finances of that individual. I did that and gave it to Detective Chris Larson, who was able to look into it, determine that this individual would be indigent. So I sent it back down to Barbara to put it on the commission agenda for today for the payment of that cremation. I don't remember what we cap out a certain amount.
$1,100, it looks like the bill was for $18.
And that's usually our limit, yeah. $1,100.
And I think both funeral homes know that we have a limit, so. But
doesn't cover it all, but it covers most of it.
Yeah, so we were able to determine that this individual would be indigent, so.
Okay. I appreciate you walking us through that. I think we knew that, but it's nice to hear that process again. Thanks, Casey. Any other questions?
I'll make a motion to approve that.
Second.
Just a question. So they were approving the motion for the $1,100.
And that's what the request is.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Okay. So that motion has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous. Okay, the next item on our agenda is consider agreement with the Soren Digital LLC for marketing services. And Commissioner Brown, you've got a little information on this one. So.
Yes, we met with several companies that come pitch their sale, and we selected Soren, and it'll be an advertisement to help further our brand and extend our outdoor rec stuff throughout the area and other states. We feel real good about this company and would make a motion that we approve it.
Okay.
It looks like, does it need to be ratified or a motion to approve?
I think Scott already had to sign it because it had to be done.
Okay, so we just ratification. And I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we ratify the agreement with Soren Digital. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. So that motion passes and that agreement will be ratified then. So. Okay. Next item on the agenda is to consider communications use lease agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture with the Forest Service. This is comes from the Sheriff's Department, if I'm thinking right, is that?
No, I think if this is the right one, can I see which one it is?
Yeah, I might be thinking of a different one then, so.
Okay. You want me to?
Please, yeah, if you
fill in.
Yeah.
So, Commissioner, this was on our last commission agenda.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we know Pete most of it.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
This is a lease for one of the radio towers on the mountain.
Okay.
And it's with the Forest Service. There was some language in here about indemnification that caused us a little bit of concern. I contacted the Forest Service, the one that provided us with this. We went through it. Even though it uses the word indemnification, it's still just for acts that we would be negligent for, not necessarily that we are indemnifying them for everything. So I don't think it really is the concern that USIP has, even though it has that language of indemnification. So This is the language that's been in there for years. I don't think a lot of these terms have ever been modified or changed. That's the way we've always operated. That was the only one that gave me concern, but after working through that with the Forest Service and reading through that a little more closely, I think we're able to come to an agreement that that shouldn't be a problem for us not to sign this. And by not signing it, we could lose the tower, so. So
the contract's good?
So my recommendation is yes, after reading through this, okay. I think we're good. So,
okay.
But we tabled it for 2 weeks to look into that issue. I was able to look into it. So.
Thank you. I'm glad we had you look into it. That's good. Any other discussion on this contract with the Forest Service?
I have no concerns.
Okay. I'd accept a motion that we then would approve this agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Forest Service for the lease on the Monroe Mountain equipment that we have there then.
I'll make that motion to approve the agreement with the Forest Service.
Okay.
Second.
Been seconded. Moved and seconded that we approve that agreement. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, that motion passes.
And Chairman, on that, there's a little bit of urgency to get that back as quick as we can to them.
So okay.
As soon as it's signed, I think it goes to, I forgot her name.
It'll come to you.
But if we can get it down to the Forest Service as quickly as we can. So.
Who will take it down to them then? Okay.
Could you do that, Steve?
Okay, so the next item on the agenda is to consider the 2024 noxious weed, I guess it's a contract, a grant that we're receiving to our weed department. It has Dave Sorensen's name on it, so it's a
$10,000
grant that we'll be receiving to help us do noxious weeds. There's some information on what that grant can be used for, what it can't be used for. I think Steve does, or not Steve, but Dave does a good job in knowing what grants are out there for possible ones to follow, and he's been able to get some of these grants, which has helped us a great deal. So this is one of the ones that he's had approval for. Any other points on there that you've noticed from this paperwork we've got here?
Has to be used by November of this year.
Okay.
I noticed.
Okay.
It seemed to have already been out spraying, so it will come to good use for our valley with the moisture and stuff we've had this year, so I'm happy that he's put this together.
Okay.
Final report due by November 1st. An address to send it.
Okay.
Sure, Dave's on top of that.
Okay.
I'll make a motion we approve it.
And I'll second that.
Okay, with that motion and that second, we'll call for a vote on the approval of this contract. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes as well. Okay, I think we're close enough. I have 1:44 on my clock, so we will then, I would say it would be proper for us to have a motion to then move from commission meetings and then move into a public hearing, and we'll discuss that public hearing after we take care of that motion.
I'll make a motion to move from a commission meeting to a public hearing considering the zone change A1 agriculture.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded that we then move from our commission meeting to a public hearing. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. So we will move to a public hearing.